So I'm going to tell you Zayin on a base. Ella Amar Rava. So we're trying to understand this halacha where Pihuda passing the Chavis from one to the next. The Chor, there's a problem with Tchum. The Moras had given a case where Mori gave him a suggestion that Pshat is that he was not concerned about the water. Water is not significant. And Mori said that's only in a case where the water is absorbed into something else, but not when the water is not absorbed. Ella Merava. So we're holding me Ella Merava. It's four lines up from the end of the narrow lines. And Saizan obeys. Ella Merava. Hacha b'chavis shekansa shvisa. The chavis was had taken a mokum at the beginning of Shabbos, so therefore it has a tchum. Umayim shalakano shvisa askin. The water had not had a tchum at the beginning of Shabbos, like we had before. That water which is flowing, doesn't get shvisa, and the karagli kolada. Now, Tosis, we mentioned then that the Machlokes Rashi and Tosis, what that means. Tosis means that it has no tchum, and therefore, when somebody picks it up on Shabbos and draws the water out of the river, it's not kind of shvisa because the beginning of Shabbos, this water is moving. So it's not; it doesn't get a din of tchum where it was beginning of Shabbos, but and even belongs to even somebody owns it, but it's moving, so it doesn't get a din of shvisa. But when somebody takes the water out, it gets shvisa. Then that's the Tosfos learns. Rashi learned that really it's not doesn't get a din of shvisa. Period. Even when you draw it on Shabbos, so Rashi reads a little bit easier in this Gemara. So he has water which has no din of tchum on it. Even though the barrel does have a din of tchum on it, the container, but the water doesn't. And the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is the batla chavis legabi mayim. That the chavis, since it's the container for the water, and the water has no tchum, the chavis acts as it becomes a tuffle and it's bottled to the water. Not similar like you find in Hilchos Shabbos. Hamotzi chai b'mita. Person takes. So we know that on Shabbos, carrying somebody who is alive is not chayiv. It's not called because chayinus is atzmi. Let's say you're carrying somebody who's chai on a bed, on a litter or something of that sort. Hamotzi chai b'mita potra afal mita. Hameshai mita tfeila loy. The mita becomes secondary to the chai, it becomes tuffle to it, and since the ikur is the chai, and he's potter, and he's potter on the mita also. Or another example, hamoitzi oichlin pachos migashir bekli. Person carries out oichlin smaller than the amount of a person which will be chayiv on. It's out of a kli. Suppose the avala kli, and they shall kli tuffle. The kli is tuffle to the oichlin. Okay, so that's how Rav explains the Yehuda's din, that you can then pass this barrel. So now we're learning now the pshat. Not like you said before, you're pouring the water from one barrel to the next, but we're talking about actually passing the barrel. The water has no tchum because the beginning of Shabbos it had no shvisa. So it can go wherever. And you're going to take this barrel, which can't go wherever, make it tuffle to the water, and then pass it from hand to hand. Okay. Even beyond the tomb. Most of Rav Yosef asked the Kasha, there's a price which says, Rav Yehuda Omer, v'shiyora, neshen adam chavis l'chaveroi, v'chavero l'chaveroi, v'shiyora in, shalom v'shiyora loy. So Shiora, the caravan which is traveling, has water considerate problems more than a city, in the sense that a city should have arranged for water. So they have water nearby. They have arrangements for water. Whereas the Shiora, which is traveling, they have to find water. So the shiur traveled. They settled. Came Shabbos. They had to settle, and they sent somebody out to go find water. So Yehuda says, "Listen, you know, they found the water beyond the tomb of the shiura." Yehuda says, "No problem." One person to the next, we'll get it back within the tomb. We're makel, and that's it, in that scenario. Whereas the city, why should we make? Oh, I mean, all of a sudden, they chapped on Shabbos. We don't want water. Well, where have you been in the city? You have a city, so you have. There should have been water arrangements. So it's only had to by Shiora. So how does this that fit with our Mishnah? And how would it fit with your explanation? Which is quite a plausible explanation, which would work even by a city. The water is no tum, and the kli is a tafel. Elam Rabbi Yosef Kitanam Nami Masnisen Vibashir Tanan. So Rabbi Yosef says a case of Mishra was it has to be a case of a Shiora. Bai says no. That it's not a case of the Mishra is not a case of Shiora. What the Bai meant to say was that there's a Shiora has Heterim above and beyond what you have in the mission. How so? B'shiora, v'filachavis shekonsa shvisa umayim shekonu shvisa. That the heter of the shiora was even if water which was sitting there, water that's sitting there is not. It does have shvisa if it belongs to somebody. So they find they come along. This person who has this big cistern, it's his water. They say, listen, we need water. Can we, you know? They find some type of a source of water. He says, no problem. Okay, now, but how do you get it back? The water was kind of shvisa. No, well, we're makel to get it back to the shiur. The shiur needs water. But the Mishnah, shalobi shiura, chav shekonsa shvisa, omayim shalokano shvisa, like Rabbi said before, the case would be a case where the water did not have shvisa.
So why
teach? Oh, just teach. Oh, this is the mind. This develops for the mind. Just bring the water. Okay. Ravashi Omar, okay. So everything is hefker. It's hefker. It has no shvisa. Well, the din is it's always karagli bailam. There's no ragli bailam. There's no tchum.
So why is the rice teach a fibul chavish shekans the shvisa umayim shekans the shvisa? Why teach both? Why just tell me that? Because this is going according to the Yehuda, and he would say that it acts as a tafel. We know that. So just say yeah. Even if the
mind is punished, it's fine. Good, my good answer is I don't know. Okay? That's a good answer. Yeah, let's leave it like that. I don't know about having maybe a suggestion. I think that the better answer is I don't know. Okay, so now Rav Ashi says that the going back in our Mishnah, the case of the Mishnah, which is Mutter, is a case of that everything is Hefker. So there's no Shvisa on either of them. And therefore they can be... So it's not a question of, like we had before, it was a person's item, but it had not been kind of Shvisa. Or yes, kind of Shvisa. But it was Hefker to start with. Okay. So now... So then we have to understand something. That's shot in the Mishnah. So Chama say back to him, Amar loy tahal zu yosim miragli baleha. So that's a difficult sentence because if it's hefker, there's no bailim. So Uman Amruloi. So who, if that's the case of the Mishnah, that everything was Hefker, so who's the people that were quoting said to him? Rabbi Yechid Menuri, the Amr, he says in Masechtas Beya, Chefsei Hefker Kedin Shvisa, we had him before. He holds that items which are Hefker, do get Shvisa. Wherever they were to get a Shabbos, that's their tchum, even though they're not owned by anybody. Okay, so then the question is, well, that's fine. So we understand how you could argue this didn't tchum on them, but the language of Kragli Baleha still needs to be explained. Like the place where it's their owners, there's no owner. Baile means owner. Lo yahalchu elo yosim mikelim sheyesh lehem baile. Means they can't, that some which is hefker can't go any further than something which is not hefker. Now we have the yosim of the Mishnah of Ragli Baleha, which would be a little more difficult.
So you would just go from wherever you come up with this object. That's the point
where you can't measure tchum, right? But the language of Baleha was even more difficult. The yosim which Argamor has is that they have, you have to have the yosim according to this shot of Ragli Baile. So this doesn't go further than a place of something which would be owned by an owner, which would have ownership. I.e. that Hefker does have a limit. Okay. Sakrashi, Kiragle Habilim, it's about halfway down the page. Or halfway down the narrow lines. The Mishnah says that the Behemah Makelim is Kiragle Habilim. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say you can go wherever you want? There's a limit. Shashoyol elakech behema akelim mechaber biyomtiv. Person who borrows or purchases something from an animal or a keli on yomtiv. Seem though you're allowed to carry on yomtiv, but en yochol herlichom, he cannot take them. Elamokum shabaylam or rishenim mutarim lelechshom. Only as far as the original owner, since the beginning of Shabbos, it belonged to that person, it got tchum based on that person. So even though I have a different tchum, so I use my area of tchum to get to the next city, to get something, and then I want to go back to my city, but this item can't go back. If that person made an eruv tchum in his city in the other direction, I can't carry it towards the south, if he did towards the north. So the Mora says, "Yudol Mayim is Ein Behemamish." We're pouring it from one kli to the next. So the chavis is not, no chavis is going beyond its tchum. Everybody's standing there with their barrel, with their container, and it's within their tchum. The issue is the water is going beyond. The water is Ein Behemamish. So the case was mechavis chavis. Each person owns his barrel. What was the Chumash response? The Chumash said, "Lo yishalach zu," means "Lo yishalach ma shebezu." Okay. Yudol's ain ben mamish. Likner shvisa etzel baleim. It doesn't have a significance to get a din shvisa by the original rishonim. Each person can take it wherever he's allowed to go. Like Yehuda says, Yehuda is part of mamayim and they shvain behem mamish. Putav perik vasa the beya. Isha shashol mechavert the tavon the kadeira. A woman borrowed spices from somebody else. Umayim umelach lihisasa. Water and salt for her dough. So Tanakama says, "Rehin karagli shtehen." So it's her flour and her her neighbor's water. So and salt. So the Tanakama says, so if they have different tchum and she made an erev, she didn't make an erev. She made an erev l'tzof and she made an erev l'dorim. So you're going to limit this dough which is now made between the tchum of the two people. Because they both share ownership in regards to tchum. Beginning of Shabbos, it's her water had a limit, and her flour had a limit, and that, you know, you mix them together, that limit remains. So the dog can only go where both would be allowed to go. If this woman made an Arab to the north, this woman made an Arab to the south, if they extended all the way to the end of their potential tchumen, so this dog can't go anywhere. The woman who made an Arab for the north gave up all of her rights to go to the south. That'd be a case where the Arab was put all the way at the end of the 2000 Amos, so they forfeited any right to walk another direction. That's not a Tanakama. The balas hamayim doesn't affect the balas hakemach because the ikur is that the kemach in the water is insignificant. Okay, so that's what Yehuda says. So the more it's applying that idea of mayim in be'ein behemam is over here also. Now the more it explains, the chum said back with the halach zu, this can't go. The barrels can't go beyond the tchum of the owners. The case is you're pouring the water from one chavis to the next. So Mora says that what it means, not letahalach zu, meaning referring to the barrel, but letahalach masha bezu, which is the water which is inside. So Morris says that this din of Rabbi Yehuda is only referring to water which has been absorbed into the dough, but water which is visible and distinct and separate, like this case of Eretz is in the barrel, there's no such din of Rabbi Yehuda that the water is ain behem mamish. So rather, Rabbi says the case of Mayim Shalakana Shvisa, she's malo ayem mi mayin haneveya, it was drawn today on Shabbos from a spring. I mean, in the Hor, or from a river. The Tanya, the Hor is a Moshkin, rivers which are flowing, Amiyonos and Noivim, springs which are flowing out. Harehin Karagli Kolodim, they are considered Ragli Kolodim. So Rashi learns means they don't get a din of chum at all.
Becomes a problem when the water gets absorbed. Rather than separate.
No, they're not. The Rehuda Shita is when the water is absorbed, it becomes insignificant. It's not a problem. But the more suggesting, the Rehuda says water is not important. It has no tum. You see over there, he says the water is not important. Yeah, the water is not important when it got absorbed. But over here it's not absorbed, so then the water does have tum. So how do you allow, again, we're back to how you allow it to be transported beyond its tum? So Morris says the case was that the water was such water which never had a tchum to start with, because it was in a river, which is flowing. Yeah?
I'm just thinking about our water. Our water comes from outside.
Our water is in a reservoir. Right? It's stationary water.
Outside, wherever we have.
You want to know, would there be a problem of tchum? In that situation, chances are the water that we're dealing with, at least, is somewhere in the system of the type, in the pipes. I don't have to assume necessarily the water which I'm getting is already back in all the way back in the reservoir. Theoretically, you would have a problem. Even if you would, look, if something which comes beyond the tchum, let's say a person comes from beyond the tchum, and it's placed inside of a walled city. He's allowed to move throughout the city. even though it went beyond its chum, but wherever it is now, it's within an area which is enclosed, it's allowed to move the whole area which is enclosed. And the halacha that applies to an Erev also. An Erev acts like an enclosure for that purpose. If a person would be taken beyond his chum against his will and placed into the placed into an Erev area, an area which has an Erev, he's allowed to walk throughout the whole Erev. So the water would be allowed to be carried throughout the whole Erev. Which and Shabbos anyway, you're not going to carry. The whole Keshav being Yom Tov, the person wanted to walk past Yom Tov, past the Erev, he would have a problem carrying such water with him. But the Chabbos go by. So more says the case was the water had no Shvisa, and the Chabbos, even though the Chabbos did have Shvisa,
walk past the pool.
No. If I take someone beyond this tomb and I put it in an enclosed area, it can be moved throughout the enclosed area. It cannot be moved beyond the enclosed area at all. So I take water beyond the tomb, put it inside my Eruv, I can carry it throughout the Eruv. I want to walk beyond the Eruv, I can't go at all. So I want to fill up a bottle of water and take it with me on Yom Tov when I'm walking past beyond the Eruv, I would theoretically have a problem. The Bala Chabas the Gabayo, the Meshi Tfeila Lehen, is considered secondary to the water. The Bala Pliga, the Mehmed, the Lehta Halach, Zud, the Bala Gabayo. The Chabas disagree with this approach. So the Gabi, the Malach of Hitzor, that's clearly we look at it as secondary. See, there they say that that the Kli is considered secondary to the food inside, so the Kli is considered secondary to the water inside. But regards to Loch of Chum, you cannot take it beyond, it still has the limitation. If the Chum says it still has a limitation, you cannot take it beyond its Chum. Patra for the Mito, Hoylo Patra the Chai, the Kamelon Chai knows his Atzma. Since the Chai, you have Chai for carrying the Chai, and the Chai is the Iker, so. So the malach of hitzor is that you're transporting something somewhere. What you're transporting is the chai, and the mita is secondary. V'shiyorish achantzu bavika shanusin hein shein lemayim shor l'rabbanon the tibotzel. So v'shiyorah, which they need water, they don't have any other choice. There we said we'll look at the kli being bottle, being tuffle to the mayim. Rashi said the case was from a mayim of hefker and a chavis of hefker. So then, where's the tchum issue? Shriyach menuri preparing misha hotzi uhu. Okay. So it'd be interesting to understand, like, well, what's the difference? The Chacham agreed to the assertion of that it's considered tofel, the Gabi Namlach of Hitzor. We're saying the Gabi the Isra of Tchum, they're not looking at it as such. In other words, one is. The tchum is the item itself. The iser isn't carrying it past the tchum. The iser isn't carrying. The iser is this. It has a status of where it should be. It should be in A. It shouldn't be in B. So the problem isn't carrying beyond the tchum. The problem is that this item shouldn't be beyond the tchum. The same with the person. The problem isn't walking past your tchum. The problem is you can't be past your tchum. You know, even in the case where a person would be carried out by somebody else, he didn't do any work of carrying himself outside, he still can't come back in, except in the case where he did it b'oinus, because our meiko, right? But a person is beyond the tchum, so you're beyond your tchum, that's where you are, you stay put. So the issue is where the item is. Whereas the malachim itself, the issue is the carrying. So on the carrying, we can say that we look at there's a primary and there's a secondary. What you're carrying is the chai. The mita is just a chatimsa to carry the chai. Well, we're here carrying the water, and the chavis is just a chatimsa to carry the water. That's true. That's not the problem. The problem is the chavis is now beyond, but the chavis is now beyond its tchum. So the issue isn't the carrying, the issue is the fact that the chavis is beyond its tchum. That's the chavis' answer back to Yehuda. And that's, or according to the Morris version, that Rabbi Yosef seems to ask, and even Rabbi Yehuda only said this kula, we look at it as such, by the case of the Shiora, where there's a necessity to do so. So we'll create this halachic validity, this is how you look at it. Whereas in the case of the city, we say, you know, why should we, Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Chachamim, that really we shouldn't look at it as such. That's the Shaka Vatayat Gemara. Okay, this Mishnah really is a Shabbos the Mishnah, not an Erev in the Mishnah. It has to do with the Malach of Hitzah. And Tosis pointed out that really these Mishnah, that, you know, the beginning of the Perek, Tosis pointed out that really this Perek belonged more in Mishnah the Shabbos and belonged over here. But since Rabbi Yehuda said this Malach of the Chaber, which is a Hilchos Tchum, so we said that Mishnah over here. And once he said that, we said some other Mishnahs, etc. Really, this next Mishnah for sure really belongs in Shabbos more than it belongs here. Hayakar b'sefer alavi skufa. The person was sitting on the skufa, which is the doorstep. But their doorsteps were more significant than just a doorstep, and it was beyond the area which is roofed in. So it's like a platform in front of the door. We'll see exactly how large it was and how big it was and what was its status, whether it's a shayachid or caramelist, etc. He's sitting there on the skufa with reading a sefer, and the sefer is kisvei kodesh, is in the form of a scroll. Miskago sefer miyodo, so one end rolled away. So now you have the sefer, one end of the sefer is rolled out into the street. He's holding the other end. Segaloi etzlo, he's allowed to roll it back to him. Even though he's rolling it back from in the street, because since it's still attached to where it is, it never left. And that's the thing we had before, the idea of Agad. If something's still attached to Rishos, to Rishos X, it's not considered that it landed in Rishos Y. Hayukar Beresh Agag, similar case, he was sitting on top of the, up on the roof reading a sefer, when he scalgled a sefer miyadoi, and it rolled away. So Asher lahigia lasara tvochim gerloi etzloi. The Tanakhama says, if the bottom of the sefer has not reached within 10 tefachim of the ground, so it's so the air space above 10 tefachim is considered makom patur. So it's still in a makom patur the other end. Because by Carmelis and by Rishus Rabim, they only extend to the height of 10 tefachim. So before it reaches 10 tefachim within the grounds, you're allowed to roll it back. Go lo yetzle. Mishigia lo sara tefachim. If the bottom end reached, the Tanakhama says, reached within 10 tefachim of the ground, so now it's like it's in the Rishus Rabim. So you can't roll it back to you. So it's aloha hefchal aksav. You turn it upside down. You shouldn't have the ksav facing outward, so that's not derech eretz. You face it. You leave it there with the ksav facing inwards. Now the more I'm going to explain the case was that the edge of the roof was at a slant, slanting down towards the ground, so that the sefer was considered stationary. The other end, because the other end wasn't considered stationary at all. It's just dangling in the air. So yes, it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, but it's not considered like it landed in that place. So how could it be this or carry it, rolling it back? The case was it did land. It rolled down there and it stopped. So even though it's still this Tana holds, even though it's still connected back to the original Rishus, you can't bring it back because we're goyis. There's also a case where you let go of it, and then you bring it back, you have a problem. Person would let go of it, and then it would we reach down there, and then they bring it back, you have a problem. That is Tanakam. Rabbi Yehuda Amar no. Fill in Masulik min Oretz Ella Kamloi Machatz. It hasn't touched the ground. Even the thickness of a needle or Kamloi Chut, the gears of thickness of a thread. So it's a mashu above the ground. Gedoloi Etzla, you're allowed to roll it back. Shimon Armor, Philip, or it's Atzma, it touched the ground. Gedoloi Etzla, you're allowed to roll it back because you're still holding on the other end. So, potential Gzair is notwithstanding, but because of the importance, Shein Lechadavar, because it's in the Rishus Rabbana. It's still really attached back to the original Rishus. Really, it's not. There's no problem of rolling it back. Midaraisa. So you say Midarabana, they should say, don't do it because you might. Yeah, but meanwhile, the flip side of that is that it's Kisvei Kodesh, Bibizoyan. That's not. We're not going to have the Rabbana prevent you from doing, addressing the Bizoyan of the Kisvei Kodesh. So Rashi quickly, Hikurba Sefer called Storm. I assume Meir Rishonim. Assume they probably have a lot of Beglila. It was made in yeah Beglila. They were made as it rolled as a scroll. The Sefer Torah, like we have a Sefer Torah. Go let's say Hol Barusha Echad Biyala. He has he's holding on to one end. The more Farish, the more explaining what the case was. Sort of Tavachim, but Sort of Tavenim, Shushus Rabim, Kulam Farish with Gemara. It's within 10 tefachim of the ground, which that's considered part of the Shasar Rabbah. So, Haif Chalaksav, Oisius Klapi Akel, so you turn the letters towards the wall. Shal Yehei Mutal Kol Kach B'Bizoyin. It's a little Bizoyin to leave it sitting there, but not being exposed outwards is lessens the Bizoyin. Menich Ratchet Tashach, you leave it like that till after Shabbos. Mishim Ashus. He's holding the other end. Main kanela mishum gzeira. So what's the issue? Gzeira. The manafal kulei miyade. The whole thing will leave his hand and reach the other rishus, and he might come to bring it back. Gzeira. Kol isad rabbanan havi shus. So the phrase, the mishum, the word shus means an isad rabbanan. So Chazal did not put the Yisurim Darbonon when faced with the issue of danger or bizoy into Kisvei Kodesh.